Blog Talk Radio.
Coded. You got Jay here. B-Shiz on the line. What's going on, B-Shiz?
What's going on?
Got two shows in a row. That's pretty good for us. We usually average about one show every other week, and now we're doing two shows 2 days in a row.
Yeah, we'll see if we can't get some more shows in before this weekend's over. Give some people some bonus content. We're slowly improving.
Yeah, yesterday we got cut off... I guess a little quicker than we thought. I think I was mid-sentence, and the bitch that tells us what's going on goes, thank you for tuning in, and ends the show on us.
And we'll finish your story, and then we'll also talk about Bruce Jenner. I don't know if you heard that story. I got a couple of Reddit topics I found. Done it a while. Yeah, I hooked you up, man. I found some Reddit stuff to talk about. And we're just gonna shoot the shit and drink. This is another night podcast. We don't do them very often, but the hell with it. I'm sitting here right now with my 12 pack, literally sitting here in my office in my chair, 12 pack in hand. So I'm pretty sure you are too. So we're just gonna have a good time.
I'd like to say I appreciate it. Obviously, once again, we're doing another night show. It's 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, which means it is 10:30 out in VA. It's a late night for B-Shiz over here. And I just sent you a picture. I don't know if you got it, but I'm drinking directly from a bottle of wine that I got for my birthday. And I plan to finish this bottle off during this episode here today.
Wow. Yeah, that's a nice bottle there. Is it white wine? It's something
I'm
sweet.
I'm a red wine guy. Savory.
I like red wine too. 13%.
I don't know what this is. Let's see. It's from the DeLille Cellaries. It's called D2, bottled in 2012. 14.3%.
Ooh.
Columbia Valley red wine. Living in Washington State, there's a huge wine conglomerate out here, and I've kind of grown to love wine, and it's one of my go-tos. That, you know, I love beer, excuse me, but beer tends to get me, I get a little bloated, I get the burps happening.
Yeah.
And, what are you drinking today? I'm drinking D2 red wine. What, you got a six? You said 12 pack. What do you got? 12 pack.
I still got a 12 pack of Bud Light, but I also have a bottle of wine in there. Red wine. I need to finish. So I mean, when the beer runs out, I'm gonna grab the wine.
I had some fried chicken. I got a little heartburn while I was drinking this wine. I about choked. It's about to be a one man show today. Oh man.
But so we're gonna sit here. We're gonna pop a few and. On a side note, there we do have a Facebook page now. I just sat back and took the time with my slow ass. I'm sure everybody and their mother has a Facebook page. But you could just hit your search engine and type in Guy Talk to Kid, and it should pull it right up. Or it may pull up 100 more pages. I don't know. But we're in there somewhere. well, in doubt, in your third, just look for Jay's Big Head as the cover shot, because that is what the our cover shot is. So if you click on the page, you'll see his big head with his Seattle Seahawks logo on the back. And
love it.
Am I not mistaken that you have gotten it cut off since then?
Today I went over to my barber, a black barber, of course, and got it shaven off today. Yeah, thank you. I did want to ask a question. Have you had a chance to listen to our episode from yesterday yet?
A little bit. I listened to a little bit before I passed out last night.
I haven't listened to any of it yet, but I was checking the statistics of listens, and it looks like we've gotten 5 listens since last night. I'm pretty excited about that. 24 hours, 5 listens for 2 guys, you know, sitting on at home with some headphones on and kind of talking to the mic. So hopefully those people enjoyed it. And if anybody's listening now, feel free to call in at 347-945-5760. I didn't make the mistake this time and call up a host call, but 347-945-5760. Let's get some calls in today.
Yeah, some calls, whatever y'all want to talk about. If you want to weigh in on what we talk about, that's fine too. But Jay, last night you had got cutting off mid-sentence by Blog Talk Radio. If you can remember exactly what you were talking about, if you can, I'd be surprised with all the alcohol that was be had last night. But if you can remember what you were discussing, then go on ahead and just look on and rewind and get that story back up.
Because
I can't remember.
Last time we talked, I told you I went to the dentist and there was some dental work involved. And I don't know if I told you guys, but they're saying anywhere between $8,000 and $10,000 worth of dental work that needs to happen.
Well,
So of course that's a dig deep in the pocket. That's about, you know, that's 1/4 of a Jeep Commander. So you know, I got my cleanings and I'm supposed to be going to the dentist and shit. So. I love a good taco. I don't know about you. Do you like a good taco?
I love a bag of tacos.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all in on tacos, right? So, I mean, of course, when you go to a Mexican restaurant, you sit down, you order your fucking tacos, and what do they get? What do they bring you? They always bring you a big pile of what?
A pile of shit. No, they bring you, that's what comes out. No, the Mexican restaurant, they bring you tortilla chips, they bring you your dip. They bring all types of shit.
That's right.
Usually the beginning. Yeah, and the dip.
Right, so usually you take the chips and the dip, you get your salsa, and I don't know about you, but I get about 3 buckets. You know, I say, just keep bringing the fucking chips. I'm going to eat this shit up. Bring more salsa. It's free. And I pretty much make that a de facto appetizer, and I just go to town on the goddamn chips, right? I mean, that's what you do. I mean, I love the chips. They're salty. I rub on my asshole, put it in my mouth. It's a good time. So I'm eating my fucking chips, and then that day I didn't get a taco. I got a sandwich, and it was quite delicious. But I got in the car, and I started to feel around my mouth. I was like, damn, it's like a tortilla chip stuck in between my tooth, and it's in there pretty good, you know? So, like, I probably eat, I don't know, probably 475 tortilla chips at this restaurant for lunch this day. And, you know, I go to pick, and lo and behold, I have chipped my tooth on a tortilla chip.
Whoa.
I don't know if there's anything more embarrassing in this world to have chipped your tooth on a tortilla chip.
What type of tortilla chip is this where you chip your tooth? I mean, was it an actual tortilla chip or was your meal spiked? I don't get it.
I think this is a classic tortilla chip, and I don't know if it's a – I don't think anything tortilla chip as much as it had to do with my tooth. My tooth was in rare form, and it wasn't in great condition. And I guess I just chewed that chip just right. And it's kind of embarrassing to say that I bit a chip and my tooth chipped. But I had a hole, I don't know, a little small hole in the side of my mouth. So, of course, I had to go to the dentist, right? It's embarrassing. I'm going in, hey, you know, chip my tooth on a fucking tortilla chip. And come to find out, I had to get 2 root canals done the very next day.
Oh, that's... So I don't know what's more painful, the pain or the money that comes out for that. I don't know which one's worse.
So yeah, my dentist said it would be about $4,500 to do 2 root canals.
Oh, shit, that
so
sucks.
It had to be some money that came out of the pocket, and I sat 4.5 hours. That's right, 4.5 hours in the chair getting my root canals done. And I don't know if have you ever experienced a root canal.
I've had back teeth removed. I mean, back in the day when I chipped a tooth, not on a tortilla chip. I don't even remember what it chipped on, but I mean, I didn't have insurance.
Hopefully,
I didn't have
a bite or something manly.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was like on a screwdriver, but but anyway, it chipped off, and I just got them removed because they were my back teeth. It was my 2 molars. I think I had the same quote as far as a root canal at the time. I think it was $5,500 or $4,500, and I was like, that's insane, you know?
Yeah, because like that tooth removal costs you about $400, right? Tooth removal is about $400, and then the fucking root canal is about $4,000.
I have real insurance, so luckily I think I pay out of pocket. I paid what $80 for everything. I had really good insurance. I was really lucky on that. But the root canal, it doesn't matter what your insurance situation is, you're gonna get raped in the ass. It doesn't matter, and that's just the way it is.
Agreed. So yeah, I mean, so basically they basically grind your tooth down to a nub. I mean, it's just a fucking nub, and they're in that bitch with a file, and they're taking away the insides, they're filling it up, and right now I basically got these temporary crowns in, which basically are these replacement teeth, and that's what I'm working with. I thought I'd share that story with you. It's nothing too interesting. I thought the funniest part was the tortilla chip. I can't really compete with my wife was driving and to get a hot and ready, but I did chip my tooth on a tortilla chip. It is quite embarrassing, especially for somebody who loves his food as much as I do.
Well, would you have rather have gotten into a car accident where you were okay, or would you have rather chip your tooth on a tortilla chip?
If I was driving the car, I would have said I'd rather get into a car accident. But in the instance where my wife was driving on the way to getting hot and ready, I'd take the two root canals. For those of you that didn't listen yesterday, I've been giving, you know, Shiz here a hard fucking time because for the rest of his life, he'll tell a story where he got into an accident while his wife was driving on the way to get some hot and readies from Little Caesars. And for those of you who don't know what hot and readies are, basically you go in there for $5, you're getting a whole pizza, cheese or pepperoni, and you fucking walk out. They're hot and ready, and it's in the name. I've been known in my previous life to pop inside of the old Little Caesars, ask for one hot and ready pepperoni, and then proceed to eat the entire pizza in my car. And that's a move I like to make. I don't know if that's a move you like to make, Shiz.
Well, one time I went to a Sheetz. I don't know if there's Sheetz out there in Washington, state of Washington, but out here we have the Sheetz restaurants, and they make pizzas. They made them before the Wawa's did. And I remember I got off work. Yeah. Exactly. I got off work. I went in and I got me one of their version of hot and ready because they have a version of everything and cheese that you can get everywhere else. So I got the hot and ready and I put it in the car and I was literally about 40 minutes from my house and I said, well, I can make it home. And I was like, no, I can't. So I pulled over before I even left the Sheetz parking lot and I destroyed it. It was like a large pepperoni hot and ready. So I've done it with different people. I've cheated on Little Caesars with the Sheetz.
And for those of you guys who do live on the East Coast, where there's a Sheetz, you're used to the old MTO, that made-to-order. You go up to those nice touch screens, and it's a fat man's dream to walk in and be able to order a pizza and a bacon, lettuce, chicken sandwich in the same place.
Well, you don't even have to do that anymore. Now you can just jump on the Sheetz app. They have apps. You jump on there. You can have your food made by the time you get there. It's the craziest shit. I've not tried this yet, but you can go on, say what you want, log it in, go pick it up. You don't have to wait anymore. You don't have to use the touchscreens. All you got to use is your smart device, and there you go. The world is getting lazier and lazier.
That's true. I mean, to get our fattening food. I've been waiting. You know, I live in the city of Seattle, and speaking of apps and food, I'm waiting for the Burger King and or McDonald's to start delivering. So I don't even have to leave my house to get the fattening 2,000-calorie meal. If it's possible for me just to get the fried chicken, fried nuggets, fried french fries to my house without me taking more than 27 steps to my front door, that's the dream I'm looking for.
Well, God forbid that you're able to go get some exercise before you fatten yourself back up again. And that's the way I look at it. I just don't get it. But, you know, I would participate too. I mean, you know, for anybody that doesn't know, me and Jay are bigger guys. We're not the fat boys, so don't call us the fat boys. Or if you get on Twitter, if you go on Twitter, /guytalkdecoded, and you call us the fat boys, I swear I'm gonna have some shit for y'all on Twitter. We're gonna have a Twitter war. That's what we're gonna have.
So, but if you guys are listening, I encourage you all to go and log in and follow us on those things. I think our product has gotten to a point where we can start sharing it, and I feel pretty good about what we're putting on the air today. And it's at Guy Talk Decoded, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes,
is our
Talk
Twitter
Decoded.
Handle.
At Guy Talk Decoded.
And then I'm guessing Facebook.com / Guy Talk Decoded, or do we have
I tried to do that. You know how Facebook is. I tried to do that, and it kept saying no, no, no. And I said, yes, yes, yes. And something happened, and then it said I tried to create too many URLs, and I said fuck them. And then, but I mean, anybody, I mean, it basically it takes you all of 2 fucking seconds, people. Get on your fucking log on. Go to your little search bar instead of searching for fucking play. I don't even. What do people search for on Facebook? Instead of searching for your favorite show.
Porn. Might be porn today.
Well, yeah. Instead of looking for Facebook porn, go to the search engine. Type in "Guy Talk Decoded." The page will pop up. Jay's kid pops up, and there you go. It's a win-win. You follow us. You like our pages. Tell your friends. Tell your friends to tell your friends. Because at the end of the day, that's all we got. We got the people. We don't. This is a low budget. Show right now. I mean, I'm sitting in front of my MacBook with about 12 Bud Lights, and Jay's sitting in front of his computer with a bottle of wine. We are low rent, but we will entertain the shit out of you if it takes all night. But that is what it is. So follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook, send us messages, and don't talk shit. But you can talk. But that's all I got. But, well, let's go ahead and talk about this deal. This is interesting to me. Okay, yesterday for those that didn't listen or maybe that did listen, we talked about two topics, which was Bruce Jenner and his fucking sex chains, which is what it is, whatever. And then we talked about Matt getting into a car accident, which he just made fun of. Now, you put the two together, what do you get? You get Bruce Jenner in a car accident. And that's kind of fucked up to say. I'm sorry for laughing, but I mean, it's funny because those were the two of the funniest things we did yesterday. Well, I mean, yeah, I laugh because I, and all due respect, but I pull up my iPad and I think I was on one of the sites and out of the blue, it just says horrible car crash with Bruce Jenner. And I was like, what are the odds? Because those are the two things we really discussed yesterday. So I'm not laughing at the incident. It's a very serious deal, and I understand. I've been there. But it was just but the two put together made me think, laugh about yesterday. But yesterday you had stated that you thought Bruce Jenner was trying to, well, allegedly, maybe everything he's doing with his sex change and everything that's going on with this guy and the Kardashians, he's trying to get fame. Or getting his fame back, or just trying to make headlines. Now he got into a car accident, and it makes headlines because that's what happens when celebrities get in a car crash. Ain't nobody come interview my fucking ass when I got into a car accident.
I was fully expecting TMZ to show up at your car crash accident, get the play-by-play on what hot and readies you're going to order, but I guess they didn't hear what the big fucking deal B-Shiz was.
Yeah, and basically, but what I'm saying here is that, I mean, it's like I feel TMZ, what TMZ is doing to him is they're adding to everything. TMZ, I love TMZ. Sometimes they drive me fucking crazy, but I like how they, I don't get how they try to bunch up a bunch of stories and just to create more content for their, I guess, TV show or the website. On an individual. It's like when they get a hold of a story, I don't know if you remember maybe 7 or 8 years ago, I'm sure you do remember when Britney Spears decided, hey, I'm going to go shave my fucking head and go be, you know, a whore. quote unquote. That, you know, when that happened, TMZ put a whole bunch of stuff on her. Every time you turned on TMZ back then, the TV show or the website, they'd have another story on Britney Spears. They'd had like 8 stories on her a week. It's like they were stalking her. And now with Bruce Jenner or any of these other celebrities, to me, it's the same feel. It's just like, you know, okay, you know, maybe out of respect, maybe they shouldn't have posted that. I don't know. What are your thoughts on this whole car crash and Bruce Jenner in general?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's related. Rumor is now, I don't know if you've heard about this, is that the paparazzis were chasing him, and that's kind of why he got the accident, but people are denying, the police have already denied that he's being chased. And it's interesting. I mean, you think back, you know, 15 years ago, I guess it's not even longer. It's almost 20 years now, Princess Diana died in a car crash from this. So, I mean, I don't know. Who knows what the story is? I think these come out. We did hear that one person did die in the accident. It's unfortunate. I don't think really anybody wanted that to happen. But Yeah, I think it's Paparazzi and kind of it's our needs. I mean, we're sitting here. We talked about him yesterday, so clearly you want more information. I'm clamoring. I check every 5 to 15 minutes what's going on with Bobby Christina Brown and, you know, what's going on with her life. And we live off, you know, today's age, we're too busy taking pictures of shit, and I'm guilty of this, instead of living our life, and we're trying to vicariously live through celebrities' lives. And I don't know what your thoughts are on that in terms of this incident or just in general, what's going on in the media today.
Yeah, I mean, and we could sit here and this could probably segue a bit, so I'm going to try not to do that. But basically, I mean, before what I call the smart era came about with all these easy ways to do things, the instant gratification era, as I call it, the new generation, you people that are, I mean, younger than you, Jay. I mean, I'm talking 21 to 20 and under. You are in the instant gratification era. You are the next bullshit to come up from our era. And the reason why I say that is you expect it here and now. And the thing about being a celebrity is that they expect the media, along with fans, expect the instant gratification of it. You know, they want to hear and see it now, you know, and it makes a company like TMZ more honed up, and makes them run out, and it becomes like because really when you think about it, Jay, we're all reporters because we all have cameras and we all have fucking video recorders on our devices. So what I'm saying is that TMZ realizes that, but they want to be top dog, you know. It turns into a dick measuring contest, and the reason why is because they want to be number one. They want to be NBC, ABC, everybody to the punch. I mean, how many times do you go on Facebook or go on any website, and TMZ is a few seconds beating other news media to the punch? Doesn't matter how small or how big it is. If it involves a celebrity or if it looks like a story of interest, they pay somebody off, and they get it first. They get the story first. I mean, is that not fair to say? I mean, that's really what happens. It takes these celebrities and it puts them on a bigger pedestal. So that's why you have a Kim Kardashian who's famous for doing a sex tape, and all of a sudden now she's worth more money than Jesus. Now, what makes her a bigger star? And it might surprise you from you hear me say this, but what makes her a bigger star than Justin Bieber? And the reason I say that is Justin Bieber, throughout all his faults, the kid has talent. Kim Kardashian doesn't do shit. She has no talent, but yet she's considered as big of a celebrity as him. And a guy like Bruce Jenner, I mean, really, think about it. And I'm being honest with you when I say this. What is he famous for? What is he famous for?
I mean, nobody knows this probably when they think about Bruce Jenner today, but he did 80. And so he has some talent, but his famous today is not because of him. It's because of what the TV show Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And that's just honest. So, I mean, should he be famous today? Who knows? There's plenty of people who won gold medals over the past 20, 30, 40 years who aren't as famous as he is today, besides maybe a Michael Phelps. But think about why he's famous is because he smokes weed. I would argue to say that Justin Bieber is less famous than Kim Kardashian.
Hey Jay, you're breaking up a little bit. Check your connections. But I did hear what you said. I think at the end of the day, but Michael Phelps didn't get famous because he smoked weed. I think the weed made him more famous because, I mean, he was athletic. He was a swimmer. Anybody who has an athletic gift is going to be over regardless. Anything else they do is just a bonus. I mean, is that not fair to say? As far as athletes go, people who can act can act. People who can sing. If they do anything else, negative or positive, that's just more fuel for that fire that gets them extra celebrity. Maybe celebrity status they don't want, or maybe celebrity status they do want, but that's extra. But a Kim Kardashian, she didn't do anything. So,
her dad was.
Yeah, the lawyer for O.J. Simpson who passed away, I think, 10 years ago?
Yeah, something like that, exactly. Yeah, I mean, so she's famous. So she's kind of got some famous stuff, but basically the sex tape is it. And I'm going to give you some interesting information here. I think I'm going to shock you by saying this. But what do you think her net worth is?
Kevin Hart Ashton and shit, I don't even want to think about it, man. I mean, with all the that sex tape is enough to launch her. So I'm going to say, I mean, well, give me a hint. It's still a million, right?
What did it say again?
It's in the millions, right?
Oh, it's definitely in the millions. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I'm going to say 650 million, which is way too much for her.
I mean, Jesus Christ. That's Jay-Z money right there. That's
no,
that's
Jay-Z
Dr.
money is about 800. Jay-Z is like 880 million or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, but that's still,
okay,
I
okay,
mean,
okay,
600.
Okay, I'll tone it down. Okay, I'm going to say that her net worth is about 350 million. Because she spends a lot of money on vehicles, but go ahead.
65 million. 65
okay. Well,
million. I want to put this in perspective. Michael Jackson's net worth, I think, was 100 million when he died. Whitney Houston's net worth was $20 million when she died. $20 million. And, I mean, some people say that, you know, Whitney Houston has some of the best voice we've ever heard. It's shit's outrageous.
Well, I mean, you know, like, I mean, Dr. Dre's net worth, him, he's almost at a billion, but he's not there. I think he's at, like, 900 and some million. I know, like, guys like Jay-Z and Eminem are, like, 600, 700, 800 million. But, I mean, those guys earn their money. I can't hate on that. I can only hate on people that have it for no other reason, because they happen to – I give them credit. I give a Kim Kardashian person credit, because she – at one time she looked good, and she went out and she did that sex tape, and that's what it was. I mean, that's what launched her. But it doesn't – you don't need talent to have a sex tape. I mean, Jay, you could have a sex tape and probably make, what, $20 off of it. So
I would say at least shit, 20 cents. Fuck that. It depends on what's in the sex tape. Let's just be honest. If it's me doing the keister move, not a lot of people enjoy that. But, you know, we'll see. I'll let you know when I release it next week.
Your tape might put it in the negatives. So you might owe
somebody
money.
I might owe somebody recording, right?
What?
I agree.
Jay, you there? You there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. Your connection is kind of which, I mean, normally it's on my end, but it's all good. It is now 11 o'clock Eastern time, so it doesn't matter. Hopefully there's at least two people listening. If anybody wants to call in and chime in, then have at it, 347-945-5760. We're on the air. Call on in.
Speaking
real quick, I want to know – oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I know we talked a little bit off the air in the pre-show meeting, to steal that phrase from some of the people we listen to, but we talked about, you know, kind of the back end and trying to record some of these shows and upload to iTunes, and I know you said you wanted to bring it up during the show, what we were thinking about. I don't know if you guys are today, we're on this service called Blog Talk Radio. It gives us some decent analytics. I don't know, we pay $40-$50 a month to record shows on here. It's not anything ridiculous. I'm considering it, but we have problems every day. You know, it's hard for us to get both of us called in on the podcast and that type of stuff. So I wanted to hear any research you had done. I know you've been doing a lot of the back end kind of research and producing for us, and I wanted to hear what you discovered.
I mean, these companies are trademarks, so maybe I won't say them on air. But basically, I found another outlet where we could probably record. We're gonna maybe tonight, if you feel up to it, we'll try one. We'll try to record an episode. There's still some little tweaks I need to figure out with it, but we should be, my thought is we should be able to record an episode tonight and then post it tonight and just be a bonus episode of whatever, you know, and we can see how that goes, and then we can tweak it however. This might not be, to me, this would be a longer term solution maybe, but I don't think Blog Talk should necessarily go away. I think Blog Talk has a place too, so we'll see. We're gonna experiment a little bit and see what we come up with, you know, and see what works, and whatever works best, then that's what we go with, and that's the direction we go. But we will upload an episode tonight, and it should be available for people tonight. If you're up, if you're not up, by the time you get up in the morning, there should be another episode there. So check it out. Check that episode out. You can give us feedback on Twitter, on Facebook. things you want us to do, if it's segments you want us to throw at and do. I mean, we're into a lot of different shit, like I said. So if there's something you want to hear more of or you want to hear less of or whatever, then you let us know, and we'll see what we can do and make it happen. You know, we're here to just entertain whoever's fucking listening. If you're not listening, fuck it. We're entertaining ourselves. But either way, you know, that's what it is. But we should have another episode up. My goal, Jay, is to have an episode tonight, maybe tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to do another live episode, and then maybe we'll try to sneak in and record another episode. We'll throw another one up there because we've been kind of back and forth and kind of sluggish over the past few weeks. So we're going to go ahead and just put all that stuff together, and we're going to throw all these episodes at you. So that way, if you're driving in your cars or whatever, going to work or at home or pissed off at life, maybe hearing two jackasses talk for an hour and a half for, you know, episodes will, you know, make you feel better. Always makes me feel better. So that is what it is, and we're going to see how that works. But on another note, Jay, you're a moviegoer like I am, right? You're a moviegoer.
I do enjoy the movies.
Yeah. I'm not talking about those movies, that those other movies, those funny movies. I'm talking about I'm not talking about one man band fest. I'm talking about going to the movies, sitting down with your chick or by yourself, whatever, and you watch a good movie, a good flick. And I don't know if I'm going to put this out here of what the site is, but there are plenty of sites online now that are kind of crazy where you can watch full HD movies, and you can stream them. You can stream them for free, and these are movies that are, some of them are still, most of them are still in theaters. And basically, and I found about this tonight. I was in GameStop earlier, because this is where I got information like this, is in GameStop. And one of the guys working there, we were shooting the shit, and he was saying, hey, have you ever heard of a site? Well, hell with it. I'll throw it out there, because it really doesn't matter. The site is called YouTube Fire. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. YouTubeFire.com, and I'm not promoting them. I'm not agreeing with what they do. But what I'm saying is that it's interesting. There's other sites out there that do it too. Other ways to do it, but they have movies, and you could just watch like movies in HD content, and stream it to your devices and just watch them just like that. I mean, do you think these type of sites are really going to hurt the movie business and the movie industry the way people downloading music has hurt the music industry? Do you see that happen with the movies as well, or do you think people are always going to want to go out on a bigger stage to watch a movie?
Are we talking about still in theaters, but now they're available on the site for free, or?
Well, I mean, basically with this, I'll be honest with you, some of these movies are still in theaters, and you're able to watch a pretty decent copy of these movies. You can stream it and watch a decent copy, and to me that's insane. I'm willing to pay money for any movie. I enjoy any movie, and I still enjoy going to the movies. But for that lazy individual or somebody, you know, that maybe they can't get out all the time, it seems like a pretty realistic option these days. And this isn't the first place to have such content. So but it's been around for a while. It seems like it's getting easier and easier to the point where there's almost going to be an app or something. I mean, what do you think about
that? Well, obviously, I mean, today you've got things like Xbox Video and iTunes, and you've got, you know, the way you can buy movies after it already comes out. But you look at the examples like The Interview. I don't know if you've taken a peek at The Interview and watched that.
Yeah.
But that was released straight to streaming, and it made $15 million in one day. And I could see that being the future. I mean, you live in, I would say, roughly Northern Virginia, and I don't know if you – do you know about the Hoffman?
The Hoffman? No, I don't think I do.
It's a movie theater. Okay, so it's a movie theater in Northern Virginia, and, you know, it's where I used to go when I was, 15 to 19, I used to go there, and it used to be a nice movie theater. And, you drive out of the bullshit because you didn't want to go to the Magic Johnson Theater at Cap Center. You didn't want to go to You don't want to hang out in Waldorf at the movie theater there, and the Hoffman was really the only movie that you could go to that you could get a decent experience out of. But as gentrification happens, I'm trying to put this politely, and the metro spreads, the experience seems to lighten, and I'm tired of going to movies and hearing people talk to the screen, and I've been in movies where they throw Skittles and shit at the screen, and I'm tired of paying $45 for a fucking beer at a movie theater when I can buy it fucking, two 24 packs of beer for the same amount of money that it cost me to drink two beers in the movie theater. And it's good to be able to drink beer and eat and do that, and it's a good time, but for the money I spent in the movie theater, I could have bought the movie and owned it and bought a pack of beer. I mean, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, I think it's a lot of money. I'm willing to still give them the money. I'd rather just buy the tickets, though. I'd rather just buy the movie. Does the movie theater really, does it offer that much better of an experience?
Well, I mean, I think that, I mean, they upgrade the screens. I mean, you're watching like like the IMAX theaters and stuff like that. You're watching a really good copy of any given movie, and then some movies love. Some studios love their 3D movies and stuff like that. But, I mean,
I've got a 3D TV though.
Yeah, that's true too. I mean, but there's perks to still going to the movie theater. I think it's just the feel of it, man. I think a lot of people enjoy that feel. They want to watch. Sometimes you want to watch a movie with a group of people. Sometimes you don't, but sometimes you kind of want to get the stadium reaction to a movie. You want to see how people think. I think a lot of people still feel that way. But some movies, I think some people just want to sit at home and watch. I'm one of those guys. I took and rented The Interview off of my Xbox One that Saturday when it came available initially we all know what happened with The Interview and the threats and stuff, and the studio backed out and pussied out, if you ask me. And then all of a sudden they said, okay, we'll release it. And they released it in theaters, and it was released in limited theaters because some people still didn't want to do it. And then they put it on Xbox, and I think it's on Netflix now. But when it was solely on Xbox and PlayStation, I got off my Xbox and watched it. It was a great movie. It was exactly what I expected from a Seth Rogen movie. And by the end of it, I thought two things. I thought to myself, wow, that was a great movie. And I was cool to be able to watch the movie at home. But the other thought was, man, I was curious on how other people reacted. I mean, in the back of my mind, I was like, well, I wonder what people thought about that or this scene. So I think movie theaters still have a place, man, because it's not always gonna be like you're gonna get a movie and then have a whole bunch of people over your house. But really think about it. When you go to the movies, I mean, me and you are a little different, I think, because I think both of us have pulled the movie theater maneuver where we just go by ourselves sometimes and sit there and watch one or two movies, or maybe I'm alone on that. But most people, when they go to a movie, they say, you want to go to a movie? I mean, it's like an epic adventure, and everybody wants somebody else to come along for the ride, usually. It's very rare you see people go. You know, it's very rare where you see people go to the movie theaters by themselves.
Yeah, no, I don't. I've been to movie theater myself, and I think comedies is the unique time where I do want to be with somebody else when I watch the comedy, because their laughter is going to help me laugh, and it's going to make it a little bit better. It's going to make it more enjoyable. But I mean, let's just talk about that experience here for a second. I mean, you go into the movies, right? And then of course, I'm going to be sitting here for about fucking 2.5 hours, 3 hours, depending on the movie. So I got to get the extra extra large fucking soda that comes with the popcorn. They both get free refills, right? So first off, that causes two things. I got to get up and take a piss, and if it comes with free refills, I'm going to get my fucking free refills. I mean, I don't know if you're that type of guy or if it's just me. Do you agree with that statement? You there? Did I lose you?
No, right here, man, right here. that's my fault.
Go ahead. So then you go get your refills, you take your piss. But then on top of that, you get inside a movie theater. And depending on the size of the seats, I got to lift that fucking armrest up to get my thighs some breathing room. And then you got to get that one that one armrest up. And then, now I'm kind of uncomfortable. The seat leans back too far. It doesn't lean back far enough. And then sometimes I'm too fucking comfortable. Then I fall asleep. And now I've spent the $17 for the popcorn and the drink. I've missed part of the movie because I went to take a piss. And now it's a 10 o'clock showing, and I fucking fell asleep, and I missed the whole fucking movie. It's happened.
Yeah.
I just went to go see American Soldier, super nice movie theater, and, you know, about 30, 20 minutes of the movie, my eyes started getting heavy, and I was like, fuck, I'm tired. But you paid, you know, so much money to get in to watch this movie, and you fucking fall asleep, and there is no take backs on that, because it's a movie, you know. You don't own the movie, you're not even renting it, you can't pause it. If I fucking fall asleep, I fall asleep.
Yeah, and I agree with you. My maneuver normally when I go see a movie, I mean, if you ever go to a movie with me, then you already know what I'm going to do. I like to get hammered before I go to the movie theater. Like, I'm not going to buy, if I buy a beer, I'll buy one, but I don't even buy that. I'll just drink beforehand. I'll be out in the car crushing beers and liquor and taking shots. I'll do anything. Or you know, I won't give them that much money. I get in there, I go take my piss because I know I got to piss after that. Take my piss, get in there. Maybe you'll buy some snacks, some, you know, candy or something, whatever. You might buy a little something. But then I go into the movie, I sit there. I don't want to be interrupted for the movie because I got to piss or because I want to drink or anything. I want to have already done all that beforehand because that is the worst thing ever. And I've had that happen to me where, okay, I need this or I want that or my wife needs this and I got to go get this. And all of a sudden I'm like, what am I sitting there? What's going on? I want to see the movie. And I've had that happen during a couple different movies. I think the last movie that happened that for me was the G.I. Joe movie with The Rock. I missed like the first, like, 10 minutes of that movie, and I hated life. I was so pissed. So when it came out and finally was able to watch it, I was just like, fuck. I was happy to see it, but I was like, so, you know, I paid to go see that movie, and I thought about how much money I spent, and you can very easily spend $50 to $60 to go see one movie. Very easily. It doesn't take much at all.
Easily.
So, but, you know, I mean, I think what's going to happen to movies, to be honest with you, is I think it's going to transcend. I think you're going to be able to rent the movies that come to the theaters right off of your device, right off of your, like, your Xbox. I think the interview is going to lay a path now. I think a lot of movie distributors are probably going to be like, you know what, let's just go ahead and put it on Netflix. We'll put it on there. They'll hike up the prices probably. I mean, the price that you'll probably pay to watch it on an Xbox One will probably be the price that you would pay to buy it. I mean, you'll probably spend about $20 because you figure the average movie ticket is what, like $10-$12. So they might say, okay, we'll throw it up there on Xbox if you want to rent it to watch it one time for $20-$25 or something retarded. You know?
Renting the Xbox on Xbox Video for an HD movie costs between $3 and $7.
Yeah, but that's for a movie that's already come out. I'm talking about if it's in
theaters. Okay,
yeah, if it's in theaters and they say, hey, we'll give people the option. They create an option out of it. They'll still charge the same thing. They'll treat it. They're going to probably do a study to see how many people would sit down and watch it together. They'll probably come up with a two people scenario bullshit, and then they'll probably charge about $25 to watch a new movie that's in theaters from home. And to be honest with you, Jay, I probably would pay it for most movies. I mean,
I would too.
I like movie theaters and all. And if I go out on a date or something and then I want to go eat and then go to a movie, maybe I'll go to the theater. But I'm sitting at home eating and I just want to see this movie, I probably would just pay it. You know, that's the way I look at it. But I think these pirators and people that take the movies and try to put them online, I think that they're going to be the ones that's going to push that issue one day. I mean, it might be 10 years before we even see this, but I think we're going to see it one day. So I thought that was interesting. So that was my two cents.
I agree. We'll see where that ends up and what that looks like.
We will. Like I told you earlier, I was on Reddit. I thought about you when I was on Reddit. I said we haven't been on in a while, but we haven't done a Reddit in a while. So I know we have time to do one good one here. There's two Reddits here. One of them we'll do on a bonus show, and one of them we'll do on this show. So I'm gonna read you the headline, and you tell me which one you're interested in talking about first. There's quite a few Reddits. I kind of came across these two. So we'll see. The first one, blowjob politely. How to instruct a blowjob politely.
Interesting.
To
okay.
me, that's the funniest shit, I think. I mean, I laughed my ass off when I saw the hitting. And here's the second one. And this is kind of like, I guess, for most people. Should I trust having sex with, I guess, your significant other without a condom? So, like, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. Should you trust them with using, you know, that's a hell of a trust issue. But that one was, I read through it. It was a good read.
I say the blowjob one is the way to go for this show. What do you think?
That's fine. Let me pull it up here on my trusty device. Okay, I'm gonna read you the paragraph here, and then after I read the paragraph, I want your thought on it. So here we go. Headline: How to instruct a blowjob politely. And I'm gonna try to go through this with a straight face. Here we go. I just met a girl last weekend, and I should read it in my Reddit voice. Here we go. I just met a girl last weekend, and we've been having sex pretty much every night since. It's great, although she fell in the shower once and has bruised ribs that limit her flexibility somewhat. That night, she got a little upset when I explained I can't come, usually from just a blowjob with no hand support.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll try to get through it. I have in the past from some... I'm so sorry. I have in the past from some who were extremely talented, but it was definitely not the norm. She doesn't know how to time her hand and her mouth, really, and got a little fluttered when I tried to demonstrate, which, of course, in turn led to me losing some steam. Does anyone have any advice on how I can go about explaining what I mean in a more natural way than me jacking off in her mouth? I really like her and don't want her to feel like she's inadequate.
That was the whole.
The first question I have is, how did he try to demonstrate? Was he flexible enough to go down there and have a go at it himself, or was he just doing the hand motions? So I'm kind of confused on what may or may not have been happening with him. I mean, cool guy, and
Jay,
I put it away for a second. I was yawning. I'm sorry. It has nothing to do with you. This wine makes me tired. Can you hear me?
You're still breaking up a little bit.
I got strong signal. I don't know what's going on.
Well, while Jay works on that, this is interesting to me. Instructing somebody politely. I mean, the fact in the title it says politely, like who would do it rudely? I mean, that's the thing I'm trying to figure out. And it makes me laugh because it's like, I mean, like, hey, can you please just do it like this? I mean, maybe you would just write down the instructions for them and have them read it. But then again, that might seem kind of asshole-like. Or maybe what you would do is you would just, you know, have a little sit-down talk. I don't know. I mean, if anybody's got any thoughts on this and want to call in, it's 347-945-5760. You can call in and give us your thoughts on this passage or this hitting. Jay, are you there? Jay, are you there?
Oh, I might have hit that mute button. I might.
That's a little bit more than a mute button, buddy. I think it's maybe it's the microphone you're using. Maybe you want to just undo it. It could be the mic.
Is it still not coming through clear?
I can hear you now. I don't know what you did. But you sound good right there. Anyway, my two cents on this passage, I think he needs to just tell her. I mean, at the end of the day, you just tell a woman what you want. Hey, this is what I want. This is how I want it. I think some women want a man who's going to be kind of forceful as far as how they approach something like this. I think they want that, especially during sex. I think that's what they want. I mean, you're all hot and bothered, and you want to say, hey, this is how I want it. This is when I want it. This is what I want. I think a lot of women like that. I can't see somebody being offended, especially if they're willing to go that far and to do that for you. So I don't know why he's worrying about how to say it. Just come out and fucking say it, you know? Let's go to Jay update. Jay.
Can you hear me now? Am I coming through clearly?
I can hear you. It sounds like you're falling over there a little bit.
Do I sound better now?
Yeah, you sound better.
So what I was going to say on this matter was, you just fucking tell them what to do, and you got to just fucking, I mean, a blowjob, I'm going to be honest with you, I mean, or maybe I won't be too honest with you. I won't even tell that story.
just tell the story, man. Nobody's listening.
I think you, in my experience, I would say I'm very similar to this guy in some ways. I just need, maybe I'm desensitized, and if you want a reaction from me, I'm going to need the actual thing. And that's just me. I know there's a bunch of guys out there who see kind of a oral as the be all end all. I'm not really a big fan.
I think we lost you again.
Oh man!
Well, while we try to get him back again, maybe we'll get him to tell that story now that he fucked us. Just kidding, Jay. But no. So I mean, basically, I mean, like he said, I think we're both on the same page about it. I think she needs to, or he needs to, rather, he needs to just fucking come out and be a man. He's the man up and fucking say what he wants. I mean, if she's willing to go that far, but then he says it a certain way and she gets pissed. I mean, it almost sounds like he's worried that she's not going to do it again if he says it a certain way, which means it almost sounds like it's a one-off for him anyway. So if it's a one-off, then I guess it doesn't matter. But if it's not a one-off, then he should be able to say whatever the fuck he wants. So that's the way I look at it. I don't see why he's making such a big deal over it and where the politeness comes from. Like, who's an asshole when they ask for a blowjob? I mean, unless it's in some type of weird fucking role play, but I don't understand that. All right, let's get a Jay update. Jay, are you with us?
Can you hear me? Hello.
No, you're echoing.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I don't know what you did. Maybe, are you holding a pair of rabbit ears? Maybe you're holding a pair of antenna a certain way. But you're too technological for that, so I know that's not the case.
I don't know what's going on, but my volume is... It's a goddamn app. It's just like, it just goes down by itself. I'm not doing it. I don't know who's doing it. All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. It's okay, man. You don't have to be that distraught. Nobody's calling in. So we're just going to spit the shit. We'll listen to this later. Hey, when you listen to this later and it's all chopped up, fuck it. At the end of the day, you got two real motherfuckers, and we're going to tell it like it is. And you're going to fucking laugh your ass off one way or another. And I'm going to make sure that fucking happens. What are your thoughts on... I mean, I heard some of your thoughts, so what do you think at the end of the day? At the end of the day, is this dude being a pussy, or does he need to man up, or is he... Maybe he's just a real nice guy.
Anybody who kind of posts, in my opinion, up on the... That time, that was my fault. The sound on that was my fault. Anytime we find ourselves, I feel like you're posting on Reddit, it's because of your own fault. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I did want to ask your opinion on something somewhat related, not really related, and kind of get your opinion.
Okay.
And I'm playing around with this fucking mic. It's just doing crazy things. I'm gonna ignore it. If I disappear, just say Jay, and I know what to do now.
All right.
So I'm playing this trip to Thailand, and I told you about this, right? I don't know if you know, but Thailand is famous for a red light district. And I was on group last night. I went last night, and Amsterdam trip popped up. Also, as you know, Amsterdam is also famous for red light district. What are your thoughts on legal prostitution? And if you were a single man, would you do it?
If I was single and I was in Amsterdam, you're paying the girls money, right? So if you go down there, you have to pay them a fee.
In Thailand, it'll cost you between $15 and $5. And in Amsterdam, it'll cost you between $50 and $100.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I think I'd try to get it for free first. I mean, call me a cheapskate if you want. But, I mean, if I was single, and, I mean, I don't know about now, because I don't know about, I mean, if I was closer to your age. I mean, we're in the same age bracket, but if I was, like, 25 like I was, and I would be, I probably would, but it would be, like, a last resort. I mean, they would be like, nobody...
But just to say you have done it and not have to worry about the legalized part of it here in America, would you do it? I mean, I think you're going to go have fun, and you're going to go out to clubs, and I think that Thailand's definitely known for that more than anything in terms of loving Americans and Thai girls doing whatever. But would you do it overall as an experience, just because it's legal?
You know, I would put that up next to, like, smoking weed legally and not having any ramifications. I mean, probably so. I mean, if it was a different time, then, yeah, probably so. I mean, I think every, you know, but, I mean, I would strap up like a motherfucker. Like, if you go down to Thailand and you decide you want to bang all these chicks, I'd wear at least like 4 condoms, dude. Like I would wear like 4. And
no, I agree. I'm not saying
Jay.
Hang it on. No, I lost you. All right,
I'm back.
You can hear me. I'm back.
I can hear you.
This piece of shit. This is the worst mic in the whole fucking world.
Well, pull the mic. You can pull the mic out. Just use your internals. It'd probably be better.
I don't know, but I think it's a software. It's not. I mean, like, it's the Blog Talk Radio software. Let me show you what this piece of shit is doing. You'd understand. I just want to get your opinion on it. If it's something you would do, based on.
I think it's hard to say now because I'm married and the life I live. But if it like I said, if I rewind it back to where you were, I don't know. I mean, if I was single and then I hadn't experienced some of the things I went through, you know, and gotten married and done all that, then, yeah, I think probably because it's kind of like the experience of it. But, I mean, you know, we all have our life stories and experiences and things that we're proud of and some things we're not proud of. But I think you would. I think you would be. I mean, either way, you would be on the high of being over there and realize that you don't have a governor on you, and so I think you would want to, exercise that. So if let's say you were trying to give me a consent on what I thought if you should do it or not, now I would tell you to go for it, man. I mean, in your state where you're at, I would go for it. But like I said, I would wrap that shit up extra tight. But I would still do it.
I don't know if I have the balls to do it.
Why don't you have the balls to do it?
I just say, just exactly your point. You got diseases. You get another country. You get robbed. I don't know if it's worth it. You know, when you could just go to the club and pick up a chick probably at the club. And it'd be just as good.
Well, I mean, if you don't have sex,
that's where my fear comes in. I cut out earlier, but I was saying I'm not a big fan of the blowjobs, though. I it's not my one seed.
No, but it's a seed.
It's a 7th round pick. That's what I would say. It's a 7th round pick.
Yeah, Seventh round pick. Yeah. Well,
and
I mean,
you know, I am a degenerate motherfucker that likes to do nasty shit, and I would never do that to shoot.
Jay, cutting out.
All right, I'm back. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. So anyway, I don't know. If you feel like you're in a safe enough environment, I mean, if I were you, I wouldn't go to Cancun and do it, because Cancun is known for all types of crazy shit. But
I wouldn't go to Cancun if you paid me.
Well, prostitution's not legal there, but I'm just saying I wouldn't go there and try to do some crazy shit. I don't know enough about where you're going, but I think if you feel safe enough to do, you know, like there's no repercussion or nothing crazy, fucking go for it and just do it, you know. Go out in there and live it up just to say you did it. You don't have a governor.
I don't know what I did, but I think this worked. Is this working?
All right. I can hear you.
I hear you. I my fear comes into play. My fear that comes into play when, you know, you're fucking around in another country and some shit can happen to you. I just wanted to ask your opinion on that. Obviously, as we'll see, and we'll go through that and we'll play around with that idea as we go.
Yeah, and we'll see, but I would, it just depends on your situation. I mean, if you, the minute you walk into that country, you don't feel safe, then you probably want to stay on the safe ends of where you're going, you know. But if it's different, then yeah, I mean, it just depends. I mean, when I went out of country, I felt very safe in the areas that I went to, and I had a lot of fun. So it just depends on how it feels when you get there. You'll know, trust me, you'll know almost right away. You'll know in the first couple hours while you're there if it's like, you know, you feel comfortable or not with what goes on there. So we'll see what happens. But as far as that guy goes on Reddit, I mean, he needs to just man up and fucking just tell her what he wants. He needs to fucking tell her what he wants. And there's nothing else more I could say about that.
We talked about bromance yesterday a little bit, right? And we mentioned best friends and that bullshit and whatnot. And I wanted to ask your opinion. You know, if you had a best friend that did this to you in your scenario, I want to know what your reaction would be. All right, you ready for this?
Okay, I'm ready.
So say you got the girl here. And, you know, you've been kind of feeling her. You guys have done stuff, you know, but nothing's really happened yet. So you don't really, your territory isn't laid down on her. You know what I mean? You kind of express to her that, hey, you know, I think you're attractive, you're my type, whatever. But nothing's really happened. There's been some shit, but there's not really been anything, you know, there's no sex or anything. You haven't, as a dog, you wouldn't have peed on that tree, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So one night, your best friend comes out with you, and you know, they start taking selfies together. They start taking pictures together. They're uploading things to Instagram, and you know, you're a little suspicious, maybe, right? Would you get a little suspicious if you know you told your best friend, hey, let's just call her, let's just call her April. April here is, you know, she's somebody I'm interested in, and you tell your best friend this, but then he comes out one night and he's taking pictures with her. They're exchanging telephone numbers. They're chit-chatting you up. What would you think of that situation initially? I got some more to this story, but I want to hear what would your initial thoughts be?
Well, first of all, I'd ask, we're changing the names in the scenario, but I'm curious if this is really one of your deals. But if it is, it is. If not. But,
no, it's
real, I mean...
It's real life.
Oh, yeah. So, well, I mean, I would say that I would be suspicious in this day and world. I mean, you won't take a picture with a girl unless you have some type of relations with her, some type of relationship, rather, with her. You know, you take pictures with your sister, with your mom, with a real good woman friend, or with your girlfriend or wife or something like that. But you're not going to just take a picture with a woman just to take a picture with a woman. You know, I don't even think you would take pictures with a man just to take pictures with a man. You know, there's a reason to everything that you do. So if this guy is taking pictures with her And especially if they're in a setting where it's like a bar or a restaurant or whatever, then there's something else going on there. Unless they're working together or something, unless there's something to justify it, then I would say that's what it is. I think there's something growing between the two of them. And if that guy doesn't have the balls to tell his buddy that, hey, we got something going on, then, I mean, in the end, what's going to happen? I mean, she's going to pick who she wants to pick in the end, and that dude is going to be out a friend either way.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a lot worse if he just tries to hide it. It might get violent, you know? It gets like that sometimes.
Well, this is the first time these two people have met. The best friend and the girl have met. But they're interacting friendly, and, you know, whatever. They're being friendly to one another. And so, like, there's no pre-existing anything. But the night kind of continues on, and, you go out and you hang out with this girl. Now you guys have kind of migrated to somebody's house, okay? Like, so now you're at your friend's house. You guys are all chilling out. And she starts holding your hand, right? So she's holding your hand, saying she misses you, blah, 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 all this and all that, right? What do you do while she's holding your hand? That your best friend is texting her while he's in the same room as you?
Well, do you catch wind of it at that moment, or is that something you catch wind of later on?
At that moment. You hold her hand, you look over, bam, he's texting her, and he's in the same room.
What I would do, I would let go of her hand, and, I mean, I would do my best to hold back from a violent manner. And it's hard, especially when you're a guy. You know, guys got a lot of testosterone. They want to fight over stuff like that very easily. But the best way I can say is I'll be done with her, and I would call them out on it on the spot, and I would tell them about themselves. I mean, that's probably the simplest way I could do it, but I wouldn't sit there and take it. Fuck no. I'd be like, you know what, fuck this. Fuck you. Fuck y'all. Go fuck each other and fuck yourself. I would just fucking just go off on them. I think, and I don't know if I've ever had a friend of mine go after, well, maybe when I was younger, there was a friend of mine that went after one, a girl I was interested in, but it didn't ruin our friendship at that time, I don't think. But yeah, I mean, especially in this day and age, no, I wouldn't take it. I couldn't sit there and just deal with it. But that's just me. I don't know how you feel about that, but I couldn't do that. No, I couldn't.
In my instance, and you know, obviously you can't tell this is me. I'm replacing names here, but I kind of just left alone, didn't say anything. I'm not the type, number one, I'll tell you this, I will never fight over anybody.
I'm not even talking about fighting. I'm just talking about, I would just call them out on it. You know what I'm saying? I would just call them out on it if I had an issue with it. That's all.
I hear you, but I feel like they didn't deserve to get the rise out of me for it. So, I mean, I think the part that I felt disrespected about in the whole situation is that, you know, regardless, it's not mine, so I have no say in the matter. But I feel like the other individual should have been man enough to come and have a conversation with me before going down that route. I feel like that's what you should do with your friend. And that's kind of why I was at. I felt like our friendship was kind of tarnished because of that. That situation and what happened there. I mean, I'm not going to – no tears are shed over conversations been had. And I've been in situations before in my life where, you know, I've actually messed around with one of my best friend's exes. But at the end of the day, a conversation was had before that happened. You know, I pulled him to the side and go, hey, are things over with you guys? She's coming at me a certain way, and, you know, I'm willing to pursue if you're okay with that. And he said yes, and then I made that pursuit. And I'm not saying whether I needed his yes or his no to the situation, but knowing that he's involved, that's the main thing to do is to walk up to somebody and say, hey, this is what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, I think that's what should have been done, but obviously you're saying this person did not do this. So what are your thoughts now? I think at this point it's just like the hell with them. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, let's be honest, I think a friend is somebody that you can count on, that you can trust, that's going to tell you the truth. The truth doesn't always have to be pretty, people. The truth can be ugly as shit. But at the end of the day, as long as somebody's willing to tell you what it is, I think that person makes a good friend, right? They should. You know, instead of hiding it, if they hide that, then who knows later on down the road what type of stuff they might keep from you. I mean, I think that's an important key, even if you're not mad about the girl herself.
Right. I agree. I think that definitely is, I agree. I think that you got to be able to trust somebody. I mean, guys will be guys, and it's bros before hoes and whatever else, but I think there's a conversation that needs to be had.
Well, yeah, and then when you're like me, when you're married, it's just bros be, it's like bros before bros. I don't know. I don't even know, really. And the funny thing, and I don't mean to segue off what you're talking about, but funny thing about being married is you really you lose a majority of your friends when you get married. All the single ones are gone. So you're really probably my last only single friend that I know off the top of my head. I mean, I might have more, but off the top of my head, you're the only one that I can think of that's still single that I keep in constant contact with. But everybody else, like, single, I don't know. I don't hear from them. I see them at cookouts or family cookouts, or I'll see them somewhere. But I don't socialize. And all the people that me and my wife hang around are married people normally. Like, if we go out or go somewhere, it tends to be like that. So just a key to all you single people out there, what you got to look forward to when you get married. Some of these people that are maybe your friends now, you may not be friends with them anyway once you get married if they're not married. It's a weird complex, and it's something when I was single I saw in other people. A good friend of mine got married when I was single. I didn't talk to him as much, but then when I got married, all of a sudden, poof, the magic fucking dragon, they reappeared, you know, and you talk to them again. You know, it's a crazy world we live in, man. But like you said, I think life's too young to fight over a chick. So really, at this point, as far as your relationship with this chick, I think that's up to you. I'm not saying fight over her, but I mean, sometimes you want to stand up and say, all right, well, I can do this, or I can, you know, not fight, but you want to show her what she's missing. You know what I'm saying? And then I think with him, you know, it's just like, fuck him, you know? I mean, I'm sorry, I'll say it. Fuck him. I don't know who he is, but fuck him. That's just my thought, you know? Maybe it's fuck him, and I'm going to go fuck her. Maybe that's the way you should look at it.
I'll be honest with you. I think you've seen this, and I'm a little bit of a weird individual when it comes to the way I court people and the way I don't ever really, like, I'll express, you know, kind of what I'm about or, you know, what I'm trying to do, but I don't play games, like, at all. So, like, I feel like that shit there is kind of like trying to make somebody jealous. And I had a conversation with the young lady, April, afterwards. And it was like, oh, well, you weren't paying me any attention. I'm like, just because I'm not paying you any attention doesn't mean you get to go and kind of do whatever you want. And because you did that, I have kind of less respect for you in the situation because I just don't play games. I'm 25 years old, right? Like, I'm a 25-year-old man at this point. And as you know, like, if this comes to a point, I'm not dating 18-year-olds anymore. So it's a different level of individual.
I'll start to worry about you a little bit. That's good.
You know, so I mean... There's a different level of whatever. I know we're being a little more serious here, but I figured we can kind of pull in some actual stories and kind of collaborate on that.
Yeah,
and
I agree with you. I think, and I'm telling you from experience that down in your life, by the time you get to my age, I mean, you're 25. I'll be 33 next month. Keeping it real, I'm old as fuck now. I feel old.
Are we going to Vegas or what's wrong with that, man? I mean, you're turning 30 what? 30?
30. I'll be 33 in March. But
33 in March. All right, so let's hit up San Diego. Let's go out a night of town. Let's get some beers. Let's do some spring training. I mean, we got to go out, man. You gotta make your way out to the West Coast. I got to show you a good time.
Yeah, I know, and that's gonna happen. I'm not sure. It probably won't happen this year, but it will happen. I guarantee it. We're gonna eventually get out there. I will. Excuse me. But my point is that. In my age, where I've been at in my life, you're going to lose a lot of friends by the time you turn 30. That's just the truth, and that's something people got to deal with. A lot of people in your life are going to be gone. And I'm not talking about dead gone. I'm talking just gone. They're going to, be gone. There's some friendships and some relationships, man and woman alike, doesn't matter. They can last a lifetime. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't talk to any of my exes. Girls that I dealt with, don't talk to them, don't see them. And I'm not saying I should be, but I'm just saying when you're involved in a relationship with a woman, and it ends, regardless of how it ends, it's over. Normally it's over, and then you don't hear or see from again. You might think that person's a good person. You want to have some type of, you know, friendship with them, but it's over. They're gone. They're not coming back. And then as far as the guy side of it goes, you got people that you consider your boys and all this, and all of a sudden they're gone. And you might have one or two left laying around somewhere because they got too drunk the night before and they haven't picked themselves up off your floor or something. But you'll find yourself in a pattern of, as you get deeper into it. I mean, if you think back 10 years ago to now, how many people that men and women alike you talk to or whatever with, and they're nowhere to be found. And that's kind of just the reality of life. So you kind of you want to treat it like shits and giggles when you're in your 20s, because it may not be worth it by the time you might laugh it off when you're 30, one way or another. So I would just, you know, you stay real about it. Your feelings stay real, but you basically just let it ride, you know, because at the end of the day, you don't know when you turn 30. I mean, you shit, you know, I mean, women are a dime a dozen when you're single, usually, unless you build a relationship with them that's different. I understand, but they're dime a dozen when you're single. And so are people. And you do enough traveling to know this. So I probably don't even have to say that.
I tend to agree. That's all I really had to cover on that subject.
Yeah. That's an interesting deal. I'll see if we got time to cover maybe one more thing here. I'm just shooting the shit at this point. I don't even know how many beers I'm drinking at this point. I think I'm like number five or number six. When I start drinking, then I kind of just get up and about. Real quick, and this is just a quickie story. It's an old story. It's kind of old, but it's not too old. But we got a few minutes left. I figured we can cover this on this show. It wasn't too long ago, back in November of last year, and there's a video of it online. I'll post it up on Facebook or something. But basically it shows what seems to be a UFO going over this vehicle, and the vehicle disappears. And it's in a security cam. And this happened on November 7th, and it happened in Cavalier, North Dakota. The car, and I've watched the video before, so it's nothing I haven't seen, but the car just disappears when you watch the video. It's the weirdest shit you ever saw, and people are screaming alien abduction. So I'm just curious on what you think about, not on this, but on alien abduction in general. Are we foolish to think that we are the only people in this universe, the only species, or that there might be something else bigger out there? You know, you heard the Roswell, New Mexico, and all that shit. So what do you think about that? Do you think that we're foolish to think that we're the only people or the only species in the world or in the galaxy?
In the universe, there's no way, right? I mean, think about it. I'm not a very religious person. I'm a spiritual person in some ways. But there's no way we're the only people that are here, right? I mean, and that's not to say anybody else has been here with us. That there's not, you know, I'm not saying that there's not another Earth out there somewhere, and maybe they haven't found us and vice versa. But there's no way it's just us, right? I mean, how could it be just us? How is that possible? Millions on top of millions and millions of miles of space and planets, and, you know, we're in one galaxy and there's 10 other galaxies in the world. You know, there's more than one sun, and you know, there's all this sort of stuff that's going on. And for us to think that it's just us, I think is a little oblivious to what's actually going on.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think, but the thing I don't get is if I'm not saying our government knows something, but if it's the case and it's happened in this country or in this world, why not just release it to people? I mean, sure, people will freak out in the beginning, oh my God, it's an alien. But if the more people realize something, the more people adapt to it and they accept it. So let's say hypothetically we knew about aliens back in the 1940s. So people would have freaked out in the 40s and the 50s a little bit. By now, in today's age, people would have accepted it, and they would have found ways to deal with it and cope with it, and it would have transcended into popular culture and all types of shit, just like anything else. People learn to – people – one thing about our species, our race or whatever, is that we're very resilient. We adapt very quickly. We're just like, fuck it, you know? So I don't think it would be that big of a deal. I think it's something that if it's the truth, you tell the people the truth. The truth is, yeah, there's an alien. There's aliens, so be careful. Just like, oh, hey, there's snakes. Be careful. I mean, it's just like anything else. I think if it's out there, it needs to be told instead of hidden because it's not helping anybody. And at the same time, you don't know what those people are going to do, those aliens or whatever. So why would you want to – if it's common in, like, a New Mexico or something, why wouldn't you want to let people there know that, hey, this currently happens often? I think people would maybe accept it, right? I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I might be fucking just drunk off my ass right now. But, I mean, what do you think? I think people would eventually accept it.
I think, you know, eventually people would accept it if we released it. And, you know, I think it's just our obsession sometimes with things, and I think that's where the fear comes in, that we may get obsessed with some of those things.
But this is an interesting video. It just shows a car it's an empty street. Car's turning, and poof, there it goes. And a lot of people are probably going to come up with, oh, the video's photoshopped and blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's not photoshopped, you fucking idiot. It's a security cam, and it was handed over, I believe, to police or something. And it's a legit video, and it's on a legit website. It's not like on fucking TMZ. Apparently TMZ doesn't care about fucking alien abduction. That high up on their list, so they don't fucking get into that. No Mulder and Scully there. So, I don't know. But I think it's a good read, so.
I'll look into it. So I think tomorrow we're going to do another show. It sounds like later on in the evening. I'm gonna go refill. I killed my bottle of wine today, but I only had about, I don't know, one-third of the bottle left. And it didn't get me quite to the level I wanted it to get me to. So I'll have to go buy some beer tomorrow and make sure I'm fully prepared and for what may or may not be coming tomorrow.
Is the mic issue fixed?
And I should get the mic issue fixed. Is it fixed now?
It sounds fine to me. I wanted to see if you wanted to test out a bonus episode. Maybe we can do one and see how it goes and then get it uploaded and just give it a test.
We can definitely upload one tonight and do that, but in terms of our blog talk community, if anybody's going to log on, we will be at least definitely back on tomorrow. Who knows when we'll upload that episode. We're going to try to get one knocked out today, it sounds like, and kind of wrapped up as a part of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we'll get a bonus episode done next. It'll be there for you by the morning, guaranteed. And then from there, granted that my shit doesn't flop, and then you'll be cursing me out on Twitter. But then from there, we'll go into an episode tomorrow, and then maybe if the bonus went well and it uploaded well and it sounded well, then we'll go ahead and do a second bonus and just say, fuck it. We'll do two shows tomorrow. And then from there, we'll see. I don't know what schedule is going to be, so don't quote me on a show here or quote me on a show there. But I think we've given you our all. We've given you everything that we have this weekend, 3-day weekend, and we definitely owe it to anybody who's listening and who there may have been that one or two people out there that actually want to listen to our shit and hear us rambling on. And to those people, I say thank you, and we'll see where this fucking show goes. But these shows are for y'all. Download them, listen to them in your cars, your iPads, your iPods, whatever. Enjoy the show. But we will definitely do a bonus episode, attempt to do one, and see where that one goes.
Sounds good to me. It sounds good to me. yeah, so we'll get back up. I'm out of town. I'm going to, in the famous words of Oscar Santana, I'm going to Phoenix, Arizona Monday morning.
You
I'll
son
be there.
Of a bitch.
I will be in Phoenix, Arizona.
My brother's girlfriend lives in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm almost tempted. Well, I don't know. I got to talk to my brother about that. But she's cool as shit, and my brother went to NFL Access. So, but I wanted to fly out there last week and go, and I'm like, I can't go. And then you're just, oh, I'm going to go to Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to pack my fucking shorts to go. Like, what the fuck? But I'm not hating.
I'm going to go to Phoenix next week for work, and then I think the end of the month I'm heading up Texas, so I'm going to do some traveling here. I've been sitting in Seattle for almost the whole month of January. I haven't done any traveling, so February I'm packing my bags. I'm going to go to some other places, and definitely I'll be back in town next Thursday night and Friday night, so we'll look at our schedule like and do that. Let's get all these things, you know, in the can and continue moving our craft. And you know my goal is to get us on iTunes, man. And we got to find a way. We got to get a product that's good enough to put up on iTunes and we believe in it. And let's build our brand and let's take this to the top. I want this to be my day job.
Oh, I want this to be my day job now. And if it was, then what better of a job than to sit here and talk on the mic? You know, It's a passion of mine. I know it's a passion of yours, so we'll definitely work on all of that. But like I said, bonus episode next. It'll be uploaded by morning, so don't be on here like, where are they? It's going to be uploaded, okay? Uploaded. And tomorrow we'll have another live episode. You motherfuckers, if you're listening, you better fucking call in tomorrow. 347-945-5760. I'll say it a fucking again. 347-945-5760. Call in tomorrow's live show. Check the fucking Twitter and Facebook. The time of the show will be there. And then check out the bonus episodes for hopefully tonight. Tonight goes well. There'll be one tomorrow. And let us know what you think. Give us feedback. We're here to service you, entertain you. Boom. All right.
This is Jay. That was B-Shiz. And we're out.
We're out. Ciao, ciao.